Mickey Golden, the Internet's radio station, Net Radio WABZ. WABC, Mickey Golden. It's the Mickey Gordon Program on the Internet's radio station at Radio WABC at WABC.com with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor, Fatso Puny. Also visits by Bill Clinton, the former President of the United States, Mike Tyson next week, right here on the Mickey Gordon Program at Net Radio WABC. Now here's Mickey Gordon. Net Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon Program, emails to netradiowabz@aol.com. Also, just click on the email icon on our homepage here, and it's Bewitched.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
I think she's dead, right?
Yeah. Dick York, he's gone too. One of those guys was a Packer as well.
One of the Darrens, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, let's dig into some of the tabloids here. National Examiner magazine, what the stars are really like. Who's nice, who's not. Snobby Brits attack Chelsea. Russell Crowe gay cover-up.
Escape!
Thank you, Francis. Not getting into that. Let's see. What do we got here? That's some odd stuff for you. Daughter donates her kidney to mom and loses her job.
Oh, man, that's harsh.
Just they didn't want her out. And we got, let's see, here's something for you. The history of food names.
History of food names.
Yeah, where do food names come from? For example, Jell-O. Jell-O, by any other name, might be a big flop.
I think it would. Just call it, like, gooey juice.
Something like that. But the wiggly jiggly stuff would not be so popular if it were called jelly gelatin. Take Spam, for instance. SP from Spice and AM for Ham. And what do you get? Spam.
Wow.
Tootsie. The daughter of Austrian immigrant Leo Hirschfeld was the inspiration for the chocolatey hand-rolled candies known as Tootsie Rolls.
Really?
Oreo means hill in Greek.
I thought it meant something like racial stuff. He's an Oreo. He's mixed up. Or a mix.
No. No. Oreo means hill in Greek. Mound-shaped. And that was the original cookie. Oreos are what we like, of course. An enthusiastic popcorn salesman proclaimed, "Well, that's a Cracker Jack." Meaning that's great. Did that in 1890. Was responsible for the amazingly successful name Cracker Jack. It's the peanut popcorn and sugar snack that's been around since 1870.
Wow.
Then we got, in 1895, the Kentucky Biscuit Works in Newton, Massachusetts, bought a new machine that could wrap cookie dough around jam. The first jam was made from figs, and that's why they called them Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
So, have you ever bought a can of Boyardee's meatballs? Bet you have.
A lot of people hate those. They don't like them.
I love them.
I love them, too. We had Chef Boyardee in the office here.
Yeah. Chef Boyardee is actually the phonetic spelling of Hector Boyardee, an Italian immigrant who developed his popular spaghetti and meatball recipe in his Cleveland restaurant during the Great Depression. His photo still appears on the label. His real name, Boyardee. So he was Chef Boyardee.
Wow.
That's where the name comes from. Here's something weird for you. Strange story.
All right.
Net Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon Program. Game watch wardens catch illegal hunters for blasting bogus Bambis.
Ah.
Poachers hell-bent on bagging a slab of venison can find themselves paying dearly for pumping a dummy buck full of lead. These buck, made with a foam body and covered with real deer skin and fake fawns, look just like Bambi. They can even wag their tails and turn their heads to get 9-volt batteries in them. This is thanks to remote-controlled devices operated by the Canadian game warden, Doug Marshall, and his colleagues. Apparently, they look so real that in one 72-hour time period, 74 illegal poachers were nabbed for shooting the dummy deer. Apparently, poachers who are fooled by these bogus beasts may have to cough up a whopping $25,000 in parts of Canada or face mandatory jail sentences in the good old USA.
Wow.
He says that they had one guy who shot a dummy deer. Then when it wouldn't go down, he went back to his car for more ammunition. He shot it again. Apparently using high-powered searchlights mounted on their cars, unsportsmanlike hunters blast deer that freeze in bright light. This deed is illegal, as is shooting from the side of the road or from moving cars. Some poachers bag their prey. The dumb ones get bagged themselves, and the cowards take off running and don't look back. Ed's this game warden from Canada. One guy left his two young boys in the back of a pickup and took off into the woods. So, that's how they're stopping the deer poachers. Net Radio WABZ, Mickey Gordon Program. I'm Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
And some stupid stories out there from the tabloid papers. God tells worker to move her desk and it saves her life. For 15 years, this woman, Linda Both, sat at a desk against the north corner of her office at a funeral parlor. Then for no reason at all, she moved it. Days later, a sport utility vehicle barreled right through the wall and crashed into her old workplace. She thinks God had her do it. Guy in the SUV came to the right place. Dead. So they embalmed him right there at the funeral home. Let's see. Just keep mumbling through here. See what else we come up with. What is this one? Cat inhaled 50 pine needles and lived.
Wow.
Yeah. A lucky Maine coon cat called JJ cheated death and defied medical science after inhaling 50 pine needles into his lungs. When Michael Hackaway of Okanagan Falls, British Columbia, Canada, brought the long-haired bundle of fluff home from the Humane Society, he had no idea he'd soon be shelling out more than $1,000 to save his new pet's life. He said, "Our yard is fenced, and we didn't see any reason not to let JJ out. But on his first day, he got into trouble. He was making weird sounds, as though he were trying to cough something up. When JJ stopped eating, Mike and his wife, Kay, rushed him to Dr. Steve Harvey at the nearby Penetition Veterinary Hospital. Mike said he wasn't sure what was going on, so we put a miniature camera down his throat, and they were shocked to see an accumulation of pine needles. Apparently the cat likes to eat pine needles.
Man.
So the thing was choking on that stuff. Net Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon Program. Big problem at a wedding. A brawl broke out in a church when two brides showed up to wed the same man.
Well, that would do it.
Yeah. Both gals arrived at the service in Mamias, Kenya, in Africa, with full entourages of bridesmaids, family members, and friends. So what happened? The groom stood up to exchange vows with one woman. Then a pal of the other woman stood up to object. The groom answered the objector's complaint, by smashing a chair over the guy's head. Oh! The attack ignited a free-for-all that that only ended when the police pulled the combatants apart. What a nightmare. The groom admits not only to dating the jilted gal, but also to fathering a child with her, but he says he never promised to marry her soon.
Yeah.
Sounds like she showed up at his original wedding.
Yeah.
Pretty weird stuff. How about this one? Devoted son displays his dead dad's tattooed hide.
Wow.
I guess we got pictures here. Carl Whittaker is the picture of devotion. He takes his late father's skin to his favorite tattoo shows.
Huh?
Said, my dad told me he wanted to go to the annual exhibition, Dead or Alive, says Carl. Before he died, he had his body decked out with lots of excellent markings. When Barry Whitaker passed away in August 1999 at age 56, Carl had a taxidermist remove a giant seagull from his father's shoulders, a Cheyenne Indian, and Barry's nickname, Blackstick, from his chest.
Wow.
So Carl says, I preserved them in a glass display and put them up in my bar at home so I can still have a beer with Dad. He says, they mean a lot to me. This is his dead father's skin.
Gnarly.
Says, every year the loving son takes his dad's skin to the tattoo show in Mackay, Australia, so they can enjoy the event together.
That is nuts.
Yeah. So he's got pieces of his dad inside frames. Tattoos that were pulled off him. There's one. It's a seagull, and it's huge. It's got to be, like, across the dead guy's shoulders. And he's got it in a frame. Takes it around, shows it off. Net Radio WABC and the Mickey Gordon Program. Going to get into some celebrity junk from the tabloids here in just a few.
That's the Mickey Gordon Program on the Internet's radio station, Net Radio WABC. WABC.com. WABC.
Well, did I be there? Come. Now, what the hell happened here? ABC.
Everything's all messed up.
So, anyway, can we try again?
Yeah, we'll try again.
We're going to play the, what, CD2?
Yeah, CD2.
All right, go for it.
Kids, I'll be the super DJ right now. Here are the rocking kids known as Handsome of the Mickey Gordon Program. That radio WABC. Mickey Gordon. Something good.